I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. With my song, I will thank Him. Psalm 28, verse 7. My God and King, You are a refuge for the refugee and a safe harbor for souls lost at sea. You are my safe place, my shelter from the storm. When I feel like the chaos of life is tossing me around, I know I can come to You and find peace. When I'm afraid, You give me comfort and hope. I also thank You for being my source of strength. Sometimes life can be exhausting, and I feel like I don't have the energy to keep going. But with You by my side, I know I can do anything. As I close my eyes tonight, I pray that You would watch over me and give me rest. May I wake up in the morning renewed and refreshed, ready to face whatever the day may bring. Thank You for being my refuge and my strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Prepare your heart for this devotional from the Book of Psalms, guiding you into a restful embrace under His watchful eyes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Bishop today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Bishop.
Thank you for joining me, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for tonight's episode of the Sleep Psalms podcast. If this episode blessed you, follow the podcast so you never miss a nightly encouragement.
Hello, I'm Grace. For tonight's Sleep Psalm by Pray.com, we will be meditating on Psalm 28. Let's clear your mind and relax your body to prepare you for meditating on God's Word tonight. First, focus on your breathing. Watch your chest rise and fall with each new breath. Monitor your heartbeat as you inhale and exhale. With each new breath, allow your chest to fully expand before exhaling. As you control your breathing, feel your heartbeat slow down and your body relax from your neck to your toes. Breathe in and out. Take a deep breath. Focus on relaxing your shoulders. Exhale slowly and release any stress and tension in your muscles and joints. Rest your arms gently by your side or in your lap. Close your eyes and breathe in and out slowly. Clear your mind and focus your thoughts on God. Remember, He is your rock you can always count on to comfort you, sustain you, and uphold you through the night. He knows the weight of what you are carrying from today, and He is ready to lift your burdens and give you rest for your mind, body, and soul. Take a few deep breaths. With each exhale, release your worries and anxieties. Imagine God extinguishing them as they leave your body. Breathe in and out slowly. Allow yourself to relax. Open your mind and heart to hear His voice. Ask for Him to speak to you through His word. The Bible tells us prayer is the most effective way to fight our battles. When we cry out to the Lord, we can trust Him to defend us, protect us, and sustain us through the night. Psalm 28 from the King James Version says, "Unto Thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if Thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto Thee, when I lift up my hands toward Thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of His hands, He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because He hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise Him. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever." In the night, when we are surrounded by darkness, the Lord is the only one who can keep us safe and secure as we rest. In His presence, we will find strength, joy, and hope that will lighten our hearts and ease our anxious thoughts before we sleep. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes and imagine standing upon a large rock by the sea in the middle of a storm. Visualize the waves crashing upon the rock, but they can never reach you. Through the darkness of the storm, you are still standing firmly on the rock beneath your feet. Open your eyes. Know you are safe, because the rock is the Lord, and He is with you tonight. Breathe in and out slowly. Inhale and allow God's protection to fill your lungs. Exhale and feel His protection spread throughout your body, all the way to your toes. Know His shield is covering you, keeping you warm and safe through the night. Invite God's presence as you sleep. Take delight in His hope. Take comfort in His strength. As His presence fills your room, feel your heart leap for joy and your soul find rest. Know He will lift you upon His rock forever. Breathe in and out. Relax your body. Soften your joints and your fingers and toes. Let your whole body rest in the hands of God. Think of a time when you were dishonest with a friend. Ask for God's forgiveness and for His help in being authentic and sincere in your relationships. Take a deep breath. Allow His mercy and love to wash over you. As you exhale, Release any shame you are experiencing. Know you are His anointed one, and He will never turn away from you. Think of a time when God delivered you from a toxic relationship or situation. Praise Him for His help. Praise Him for rescuing you. Think of someone who needs deliverance from a toxic relationship right now. Pray God will be their strength and shield and protect them tonight. Pray God will rescue them in the morning. As you lie down, call upon the Lord and lift up your requests. He will hear your cry for mercy, and He will give you strength to sustain you through the night. Pray God will give you discernment and reveal the wickedness in our world. Pray He will be your strength and shield when you face those who oppose you. Pray God will protect His children that are being persecuted. Pray God will protect you and your family tonight as you sleep. Pray God will provide for you and your family. Pray for your daily bread. Rest in knowing all your needs will be met tomorrow. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, release any tension and stress that is still lingering from today. Relax your neck and shoulders. Feel your body soften and your mind settle. As your body relaxes, allow God to refresh your soul and renew your spirit with His peace as you rest through the night.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.